views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. Thank you, Benny, for steering the ship, and thank you one and all for tuning in. I also want to send a sincere thank you to Dr. Pat for having me on her show yesterday. You can hear it in the archives. We talked all about manifesting joy and how sometimes against even our best of intentions, we can step on our own energy and what is in our power to avoid that. I've been looking forward to today's show all week, as in just a bit. I'll be bringing on my guest, astrology and sound healing expert Jennifer Gell, who has written an awesome book called The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing, which shows our connection between human health and cosmic science. In the second half of the show, Jennifer and I will be doing readings together. I will do a brief tarot card reading, and Jennifer will be addressing planetary influences on the caller situation. You get two readings for the price of none. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So Jennifer can address the planetary influences. Be sure to give Benny your full birth date when you call. For those new to the show, just a brief bit about who I am. I'm a professional tarot card reader based in the other Washington, outside Washington, D.C., that is. I do tarot card readings in person as well as over the phone or Skype worldwide. In addition, I do speaking engagements and tarot card readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. In addition, last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics in the United States, which was such an amazing honor. If you're interested in scheduling a tarot card reading over the phone or Skype worldwide, you can do so direct on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Before I get to today's guest, as we are talking healing this month, I just wanted to let you know that for those who are interested in a gazing session with Barrazzo, known as the Gazer, he is wrapping up a three-day live stream viewing from Zagreb, Croatia, which ends in 4 hours. For those who have not heard of Barrazzo, his gaze attempts to provide healing, hope, and comfort to people around the world. While he does not claim to heal anyone, many say how witnessing his gaze is very hopeful and comforting. Every few months, he does a live stream viewing where at about 15 minutes or so past the hour, he'll come on screen for the 5-minute gazing session. It's free of charge. You don't have to give any information. You just go to the website, which is www.barrazzo.me, and click on the live stream. It's exactly unclear what happens during the gazing session from a scientific standpoint. However, there are many reports of people feeling a greater sense of peace, healing, vitality, and happiness. Feel free to give it a try. I don't know if it will do anything. However, I'm all about things that can't hurt and available to all. So, and that's going to be ending at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. So I wanted to get that in there. But I should say, I have no connection with Bratzo or anyone on his team, but I appreciate his service and wanted to pass the information along. So back to today's show. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show. And the card that came to mind was Judgment, which is card number 20 of the Major Arcana. I love this card as the imagery is so vibrant, as you see three individuals representing right brain, left brain, with the ever-present inner child in the center, free from compromised authenticity. What I find most connected with today's show is that the three individuals are literally and figuratively hearing the proverbial call to authenticity, well-being, and self-honor, as above their heads is the universe with a trumpet blaring the horn to awaken the spirit. Sound has a tremendous ability to heal, grow, and thrive. So often, when we hear either literally or figuratively the proverbial call to be who we were meant to be in all our glory, a composite of talents, energies, and gifts that are duplicated by no one else in this world. When we are truly ourselves in life, embracing our gifts and purpose with passion, there is a freedom that is felt in every cell of our being. Sound is a tool available to us to help us rise to our very best self. So let me introduce my guest who can talk to this a bit better than I can. Jennifer Gell is the author of The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing, along with Mark McCosey, MD. She combines her experience in music, energy medicine, including acutonics and astrology, with her Master of Health Sciences to inspire new awareness of ancient medicine. I have so much I want to talk to her about. So welcome, Jennifer, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
We're still having some technical difficulties trying to get her on, Eve. I'm sorry. I've been trying to work desperately behind the scenes here for you.
No worries. Well, you know, these things happen. Not a problem. Yeah. We'll be right back. Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Stay tuned.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
The 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. This February 16th through the 20th, visit womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. We've got all our mechanical things worked out, and I'm here with my guest, sound and astrology expert and author of The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Jennifer Gale. And we're going to be doing readings shortly, where I'll be doing a brief tarot card reading, and Jennifer will be offering planetary influences on the situation. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you'd like that reading, be sure to give Benny your full birth date, and if you have it, the time of birth. So definitely the full birth date if you have it, the time of birth. And so if you are feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, stressed, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. So Jennifer, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. It is so great to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So I have a lot of questions, and just to throw this in the mix, and we'll also need your city and state as well when you call. So name, birth date, time if you have it, and city and state of birth as well. So Jennifer, this is such a neat book, and it is a full book with great information. But before I get to the book, I just want to know, you study and you're certified in acutonics. What Yes. is acutonics, and how did you even end up in this very unique field?
It is very unique, and it was a long and winding road, believe me. But I've always been a musician. I started at the age of 6 and with piano, and then started violin at 7. And then, of course, you know, so I got my college degree in music. Post-college, I became very interested in energy medicine and then began to look for methodologies that incorporated both sound and music. But prior to that, as a teenager, I became absolutely enthralled with planetary influences and astrology. I'm sure every teenager out there and adults who remember being a teenager can identify with feeling lost, feeling out of place, you know, whether it's in your tribal family or even among your peers. You just want to fit in and you don't quite understand why you feel out of your element. And so astrology really helped me to understand who I was and to become more comfortable in my own skin. So then after college, as I began looking, I had many different jobs, just kind of trial and error with careers and wondering how can I integrate my musician side, my astrology loving side. And I had been working for a Chinese medicine school in Sarasota and became fascinated with acupuncture and Chinese medicine. So it was during that experience being at the school, receiving acupuncture and networking with people there that I came to learn about acutonics. My boyfriend at the time had gone to a AAOM convention and came back with a set of tuning forks and the their textbook, which is called There's No Place Like Ohm, O-H-M.
I love it.
Yeah. And so I took level one, and then when I learned that level two and beyond incorporated the planetary tones and influences, I was absolutely sold. I had found what I was looking for.
Excellent. And so, but with acutonics, how does that actually work?
Okay, great. So for acupuncture, obviously. Mm-hmm. Tonics, meaning the tones that we use, and or tonic, as in soothing what ails. So instead of needle insertion to move energy and balance energy among the internal organs and the entire energy system of the body, we used vibration. So it goes back to the ancient medicine, the ancient Chinese and many of the ancients all over the world who understood the cosmic connection in the human body, that the body is a microcosm and reflection of the greater whole, which is the cosmos. So Chinese medicine is one school of thought that has always known this, always practiced it. So there is a planetary correspondence to the internal organs. And that's so basically we look at patterns, and the way that I customize a treatment when a client comes in, if they are open to it, I like to use the astrology chart because I can see then, think of it this way. Okay, the chart itself is geometry. It's all about mathematical angles and harmonic relationships, right?
Right.
So geometry is frozen music. And by applying the tones that are creating dissonance or disharmony or stress emotionally or physically with that person, I can help the client become in greater harmony inside and therefore attract and be in the flow in their external world. That's a very oversimplified.
So,
well, I don't know.
And people can come to see you, and I imagine you can also do this remotely as well.
What I do for long distance clients is one of two things. I can either do strictly astrological counseling where I can help them understand the larger cycles playing out, what is going on, and how they might determine they're going to address this or work with these energies so that they're more in the flow, more in harmony, and trusting the implicate order, trusting in what is unfolding, that it's nothing to fear. So it can just be astrology, or if they choose, what I've begun to create and incorporate is a way like harmonic recordings. So rather than playing the tones on the body, on the acupuncture points and meridian system, I am creating a recording that they can listen to. And the feedback that I've gotten so far is that you actually can still feel those tones entering different places in the body. And it's a feeling of euphoria, that's maybe an exaggeration, but a feeling of well-being where you're listening to yourself, basically.
Wow, I love that. And so, no, and I guess we should say at this point, can you share with people how they can get in contact with you if they would like to either have an astrology report or to have this remote healing session?
Sure. The easiest way is to go to my website, soundworksbygale.com. So sound, soundworksbygehl.com. And then you'll see in the header where it says Accutonics, and you can just go through PayPal and decide if you want Accutonics. If you're in the area and you would like an in-person session, then you would just do Accutonics. If you want Accutonics with astrology, there is a place to order that. You'll see that. And then there's harmonic astrology. These are the recordings. So harmonic astrology is the other tab for people living at a distance.
Awesome. So now I also noticed that with astrology, it's interesting because there are elements in astrology, and in tarot, there are five suits, and each suit, at least of the four minor arcana, is usually associated with different elements. Can you talk about the elements in astrology a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the ways that I love to introduce astrology to people who are not familiar with the language, because when you think about the four elements in nature, this is a great way to understand how your element, that is the sun sign under which you were born and its element, informs your personality and the way that you interact with the environment. So take, for instance, we have fire and air that are yang, Y-A-N-G, and if people don't know, that's more masculine or active energy. Fire and air are masculine, active, and earth and water are yin or feminine, more receptive and intuitive. So just knowing that much, fire and air move quickly. They like to be on the move. Think about how fire operates in nature. It consumes whatever's in its path. It crackles. It moves quickly. It moves all over the place. So it's got a lot of things going on at the same time. Air circulates above ground. So this term that we use, airheads, is really a misnomer because they are highly intellectual, very social, and they're very intellectually, they have high intellectual acuity. But it's sort of like the absent-minded professor. Because they're in their heads a lot, their challenge is to get grounded and, have that common sense and think about, what is the next thing they need to do. Their mind is moving so quickly. And then we have Earth, which is, from our perspective, the human perspective, slow moving, very stable, solid, grounded. Earth element signs, must feel, see, taste, touch. They're very practical minded. So it's not real for them unless they can feel it or see it, experience it with the five senses, in other words.
Right.
And water, the last one, think about how water operates in nature. It's very adhesive. Two drops of water joined together and you can't separate them. You can't separate one drop of water from the lake, the river, the ocean. And it takes on the shape, literally, of its environment, of its container. So water element signs immediately feel the energy of the space they walk into. And it's very difficult for them to distinguish what is my feeling or emotion and what is someone else's. So water signs need a container for their emotions. They need, to develop healthy boundaries.
And I love everything you're saying. As a water sign, I can attest to this. Yeah. Because it is very challenging, and I have to set up those boundaries and also be aware if I'm in a very, if I walk into a room where there's a lot of tense activity going on, this is going to impact me. And I make the choice, this while this is not directly associated with me, for my own well-being and self-care, perhaps I should move into a different room.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Oh, I love it. You know, we're going to be taking a break in just a moment. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about astrology, in the sense of, it feels as if with a lot of astrological things that there are predictions of types, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, that it makes me question where free will comes in. So I want to talk about free will, healing, and then we've got, we're going to be doing readings. So we are going to just take a very quick break. When we come back again, you're listening to my guest, Jennifer Gale, the author of this such a neat book, Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic for Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com, and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
This is the dawning of
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a tarot card reading at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. A reading is done over phone or Skype worldwide or in person in the Washington, D.C. area. A full reading takes about 60, 75 minutes and includes a summary of everything discussed, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. If you're just tuning in, I am here talking with my awesome guest, Jennifer Gale, author of The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine. But before we get to readings, and I want to talk a little bit about free will, Jennifer, can you let listeners know how they can learn more about you and schedule an appointment?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The easiest way is to go to my website, which is soundworksbygehl.com. And from there, you will be able to choose whether you want a remote healing or session, or if you're in my area, an in-person session. My phone number, all the contact information is there. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Excellent. So right before we get our first call, I just wanted to touch on what we were talking about right before break. Do we have free will, or is that a fluke?
You're asking me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it is a common question that a lot of people ask, especially with regard to astrology. I definitely am of the mind that while we have a cosmic signature, something... Okay, the analogy that I like to use is music, obviously. I mean, I am a musician. The way I treat people is through sound, so I'm going to use a music metaphor. Think of the astrology chart or cosmic imprint as a piece of music. A student is going to bring that piece of music to life in a completely different way than someone who has been to a conservatory or who has been playing for many, many years. So while you may have even twins with an identical chart or very close to being identical, they're going to bring that chart to life in a manner that resonates with their level of consciousness. And in that, we do have a free will. Obviously, I mean, the planets are not doing anything to us, but we cannot change the fact that the solar system is moving at a certain rate, that the galaxy, you know, that the Earth is in the solar system is in the galaxy, and all these planets are moving, and that is not up to us. We cannot move them. But as they interact with our cosmic imprint, our free will lies in the moment. We feel that energy and we respond to it. We always have a choice. Am I going to respond to this in a manner that trusts the implicate order and the flow of energy? Or am I going to fear and resist it and try to control the uncontrollable?
That's a great way of looking at it. I know I always kind of talk about it as if I start tipping over in my chair, chances are universal energy would be saying, if I continue along this pattern, the energy would be pulling me down. But I always have the opportunity to decide, do I want to? Is that where I want to be? How do I want to move forward?
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for that interpretation of that. I love it. We're going to get to calls. First, I'm just going to do a brief tarot card reading, and I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, which is on your side, wants you to be happy, wants you to succeed. So there's absolutely nothing scary that can possibly come up in a reading. But before we begin, I would like to give a little disclaimer that we're not doctors, lawyers, therapists, or realtors, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So I would love to welcome Three Feathers from Seattle. Three Feathers, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. I'm very excited about the planetary aspects of what's going on right now.
Well, we're excited to have you. Welcome. Well, while Jennifer has been looking at your thing, I'm just briefly shuffling the cards. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Let's do a general reading.
You got it. All right. So the first card that I got is such a planetary card, and it's the Lover's card. And in this card, you see sort of that yin and yang that Jennifer was talking about, and it's under this beautiful umbrella of the universal energy. And so right now, there has been a real coming together of being authentic to who you are at your core. And that is validated. And please take that as validation that this is truly that time of embracing that self-love, really embracing your composite of talents, energies, and gifts. Has this been something you've been feeling a lot lately and yes. really putting forth?
Yes, very much.
Excellent. Well, it shows here. Something challenging or blocking you is the Two of Swords. And in here, you really show kind of the choices needing to be made, trying to make this very clear-cut decision going forward. Do I go this way? Do I go that way? And there's really a trying of getting very centered underneath the moon in this card, of really trying to feel as centered as possible and to turn inward as much as possible as you try to make the best decision that you need to make for you going forward, which is challenging when you hear all the clatter and the chit-chat of everyone else. Because the advice that's showing up here is the Nine of Swords, which is really saying that what is making it challenging in terms of now that you are in this place of unified self-love, trying to make those decisions from turning inward, all of that is fantastic. Worries and anxieties are kind of knocking at the door. And so it becomes confusing. What is a real worry? What is a projected worry? You know, I always say it's like if I've got an elephant and a rabbit in a room, your mind is just going to go towards the elephant. It's not going to pay attention to some of the other things. And so what I would really recommend you do is, I always like to do this in two parts, is kind of think about the time when your brain is kind of freaking out the most, and write down a list of all your worries and anxieties, every single one of them. And then the next day when your brain is at its sanest, for me that's 10 in the morning, and take out your sheet of paper and a Sharpie, cross off everything that has not been proven true. And for everything left, write one or two things that you are doing with your power to address the remaining concerns, so that as you're continuing forward with the great and awesome momentum that you've already set into stone, you are choosing not to place energy into worries and fears that have not been proven true. Does that resonate?
It does. It does. So it has, because I have more than one worry. I thought my only worry was finance.
You know, it's so interesting, because that Nine of Swords is such a literal card. And so, but make sure that it's not covering up things in the unconscious. So that's when we start writing it down, we get to all the other worries and allow them just to come to the surface. Jennifer may have some additional kind of insights, and together get a stronger picture. Jennifer?
Sure. Welcome, Three Feathers. Nice to meet you.
Hi, thank you.
I'm looking at your chart right now. I'm looking at both your natal chart and then the transits, what is happening right now. So with the time that we have, I just want to give you a broad overview here. I see that your sun in Aquarius is conjunct the north node in the 12th house. This is your natal chart. So, and then I see that there is a concentrated energy taking place right now, like the universe is triggering the energy of the first house. So, okay, your sun in Aquarius in the 12th, have you in your life found it somewhat challenging to be able to express your core self in the material world?
Of course.
Okay, so the 12th house does tend to be the least physical It's a very mysterious, dreamlike, it's the most psychic house, but it's also the house where we feel that oneness with all that is, all that is happening. So I think we need to take a...
Oh, no. Nope, we're good. We're good.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll continue. Sorry. Anyway, and you have Pluto, the planet which is the ruler or that governs transformation, like deep psychological, meeting the shadow, let's say, and but understanding the gifts that the shadow has to give to us. Pluto is in that 12th house, just beginning its journey. So it's going to help you to transform that way of expressing your core being. You also have a lot of transits happening in the first house. The first house has to do with our identity, how we say, boom, I'm here to the world. And so there is a lot of transformation going on right now in terms of how you identify with yourself and with the world. Does any of this resonate so far?
It does. I've been identifying myself publicly on I just held an event, a healing event, and then also on the live streaming on, kind of.
Okay, great. So,
issues.
All right. So you are coming out more into the public. That's wonderful. Terrific. Okay, and I think I heard you mention something about finances or that you're having some doubts or fears about that.
Right.
So,
my messages are, don't worry about money, get your affairs in order. Don't worry about money, get your finances in order.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Not to worry about it, and it's coming, but it's difficult. It's difficult. It's a stress. Bills are going unpaid, put it that way.
All right. Well, I know we're going to have to break soon, but the two planets I see at work there in your natal chart, you have Mars in the second house in a close opposition to Uranus in the eighth. That's so there's like a seesaw, a teeter-totter energy in your natal chart. And then with the transits happening right now, we have a Mars-Uranus conjunction in your second house that is affecting your natal Mars and this Mars-Uranus opposition. So yes, that is up, and that kind of schizophrenic or mixed messages that you're feeling is the Mars-Uranus influence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's been happening for quite a while, though.
Yes.
Some of these transits go on a while, don't they?
Yeah. Uranus takes about 7 or 8 years, but Mars moves quickly. And also you have Mars-Uranus transiting in opposition with Jupiter. Right now, Jupiter is magnifying that opposition that you're feeling, but Jupiter is going to move on. By the end of this year, it'll be out of Libra and into Scorpio.
I hope that's been helpful, Three Feathers. Please don't be a stranger with the show, and I hope you've been able to get some messages from today.
I have. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more talking to do. This is Main Street Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-2.
877-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
This is Sarah Luce from Small Steps Big Breakthrough Radio. I want to invite you to join me and women across the globe for my Sister Spirit Party, where we're going to be teaching you how to lose those limiting beliefs, toss the struggles, lose all the old stories that keep you stuck, so that you can leap fully into your power in 2017. Girl, the world needs you to shine right now, so please join us for this powerful and fun group mentoring called Sister Spirit Party. And now, till February 10th, I'm going to give you $50 off your enrollment. So go to sarahluce.com and enter your coupon code SISTER50 for your enrollment discount. Girl, we need you to shine. Join us. Join the Sister Spirit Party. Let's get your power on.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic, with my guest, Jennifer Gale, author of The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine, Restoring the Cosmic Foundations of Healing. And we're just going to get right to the calls before the end of the show. So we've got Jackie. Jackie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, hi, Eve. Thank you for taking my call. And hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome.
Well, we're going to go pretty quick, so I'm just going to pull one card and then turn you over to Jennifer. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Just general, please.
You got it. All right. So, interesting. So the card that came up is the Five of Wands. And in this card, which I sometimes call the Thanksgiving dinner table, you've got five people all with a wand fighting each other. And that's kind of going on perhaps a little bit inside the brain, where you've got all these different points of view. But what it's doing is that they're fighting against each other, because they all have validity. And so you're kind of waiting to satisfy or convince all the other aspects of your brain that are saying you should do this or you should do that before going forward. However, what the end result is that it creates that static movement, because the brain is kind of sabotaging as it's getting engaged in the debate. I always say here, when you're in that situation, the best way to move forward is to disengage, knowing that parts of your brain are going to be like, hey, but what about this? just because the important part is just to keep that energy moving forward and not to allow it to stall the energy. Does that resonate?
It sure does. It really does.
Well, let's take a look and see what I'm so glad. Let's take a look and see what Jennifer has to say.
Okay, Jackie. So I'm looking at your chart, and I don't know, since we don't have a birth time, I don't know how the houses are set up. So I won't be talking about like career area of life or et cetera, et cetera. But what I am looking at is in your natal chart, you have a very close conjunction between Mercury and Jupiter in the sign of Aquarius. So to me, this is the signature of a very high energy, perhaps nervous energy, but a very, very quick mind. And this quick mind and quick activity can lend itself to the energies that Eve was just talking about. So maybe inner agitation or anxiousness, and does that feel about right for you, or am I off?
It does sort of feel like that. It's just been lately that I've had this feeling that, you know, as Eve said, there's five people in my brain, and it is affecting my energy.
Right. Well, you do have this. Let me look here and get the exact degree. You have the south node conjunct your Mercury, and you have transiting Mercury coming back to its home sign of Aquarius. In other words, transiting Mercury is getting, now it moves quickly, okay? But it is right now conjunct that Mercury Jupiter in Aquarius that I was talking about. So that's definitely going to energize even more and add more movement to this energy that we're talking about. So anyway, in terms of resolution, let me see if I can. Well, first of all, Mercury is going to be, like I said, it's one of the faster moving planets. So I'm just trying to get a handle right now on what is happening for you at a deeper level. And I see that Neptune, which does move more slowly, much more slowly than Mercury, is getting ready to conjunct your Sun. And your Sun is in Pisces, a water element. So you do have a very psychic, water-like, or empathic nature to you. And Neptune coming up on the Sun is helping you to sort of reclaim that Piscean nature of yours, the mystic, the empath, or the psychic abilities that you have. Does that feel at all correct?
Yeah, it does. It does. That's what I've been feeling, that pull to just stop and get quiet and just stop and listen.
Absolutely.
I love that. No. I just say, unfortunately, we're getting to the top of the hour. Jackie, call us back and keep us updated. I hope this has been helpful. Try not to get too much in the brain, just in the point where it stops movement forward, because then it kind of feeds on itself. But I hope this has been helpful, and it's been such a pleasure talking with you today.
It has been helpful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Jennifer, I can't believe we're at the end of the hour. I'm just going to give out your website for people if they want to make an appointment with you, which I highly recommend. The website is www.soundworksbygale.com, and that's Soundworks by Gale is spelled GEHL.com. And you can schedule an appointment, a remote healing, also an astrology report. And if you're interested in finding out more information about me, you can look me up at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT. Jennifer, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
My pleasure.
Oh, no, it's been such a joy having you here. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our sound show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.